From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The government in Syria is continuing its brutal crackdown on protesters. Along with using deadly force, security forces have been going house to house, sweeping up students, activists, their family members, and many more.
It's difficult to get reliable information out of Syria. Nearly all foreign journalists have been prevented from entering since the uprising began in March. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a human rights group. It's trying to count the dead and the detained. First, NPR's Kelly McEvers traveled to the Lebanese border with Syria, where she was able to piece together the story of one Syrian town that dared to oppose the regime.
They call this place Smuggler's Paradise, a place where cheap Syrian goods are walked into Lebanon and sold at a premium.
So there's the official border crossing down the road, and we are standing at the unofficial border crossing. It's a muddy road leading into Syria. There's a very small checkpoint with a couple of Lebanese army soldiers. But you can see right into Syria from here, a small village named Tal Qalaq. Is that right? Yep.
Usually people from Tal Qalaq come into Lebanon for a few hours, sell their stuff, and go back home again. Lately, hundreds, if not thousands, have come to stay. They're mostly women and children, and they're often related to people here on the Lebanese side of the border. This 21-year-old says he has 8 Syrian relatives living in his house with him. They came, he says, because of the shooting. Every time there's a protest, there's shooting.
The shooting is random, you know, it's not precise. Even in funerals, the other day there was a funeral in our town and it was shot at.
Residents of Tal Qalaq told human rights groups the big trouble in their town started last week when security forces detained a Sunni religious leader. Tal Qalaq is a mostly Sunni town. The leadership of Syria is dominated by the Alawite sect, which is an offshoot of Shiite Islam. A group of men decided to protest the religious leader's detention. They walked to the headquarters of the Political Security Office and demanded his release. Shots were fired. Residents say at least 2 people were seriously wounded. Activists say this video was taken at the protest. You can hear a man accusing the political security officers of doing the shooting. In the days that followed, residents of Tal Qalaq claimed that Alawite villagers were given guns by the army and told to shoot at Sunnis. That's when people began flocking to the border and coming here. Nadim Houri of Human Rights Watch has interviewed some of them. He says the difficulty he had just finding them and talking to them shows how fearful people are. Some might be willing to protest in the streets, but many others are still too terrified to speak publicly.
The one person who was willing to speak to us, you know, he repeated probably 12 times, please don't use my name. And he hadn't even given us his full name. He had only given us his first name. So I think people are very, very afraid. And when he would talk to us and we were in Lebanon, he would approach as if he was whispering in my ear to give us information. I mean, it was just very, very telling the state that people are in.
Not far from the border crossing, the owner of a liquor store invites us in for coffee. He and his friends tell us that big families here live on both sides of the border. And because of that, they lead dual lives, one in the police state of Syria and one in the free but chaotic state of Lebanon. Of course, the people of Tal Qalaq are against the Syrian regime, he explains. Most of them are Sunnis, which means they don't get the good jobs. They see the opportunities we have in Lebanon, and they want those opportunities too. But he says residents also worry about what would happen should the regime fall. Would it end up like Iraq or Lebanon, with sectarian violence and a struggling state? After all, he says, Syria has smooth roads, good hospitals, and low prices. Here in Lebanon, we have freedom, but we don't always have electricity. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.